Jan Stafford, site editor for Search Server Virtualization, is with us now. Jan has more than 20 years of experience covering the computer industry. She will direct the development of the site's original content, including features, reports, and exclusive interviews with leading virtualization experts. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
Jan, what's the mission of SearchServerVirtualization.com?
In TechTarget reader surveys, IT pros tell us that evaluating and implementing server virtualization is at the top of their company's IT agenda for 2006. SearchServerVirtualization.com is dedicated to helping IT organizations learn more about the attributes of virtualization and to provide how-to information for those who choose to use it to gain data center efficiency. The site won't be focused on only touting the benefits of virtualization. We're offering a balanced, analytical view of virtualization's pros, cons, challenges, and benefits in order to help IT organizations make informed decisions. The information we provide is designed to help corporate IT leaders make crucial decisions about using virtualization in data center environments, decisions about infrastructure strategies, hardware and software selection, system design, migration, security, management, and more.
Okay. So why is there so much interest in virtualization today?
Well, today you can take advantage of advances in 64-bit computing, and so server virtualization has taken a giant step away from its mainframe roots. Today, server virtualization is a strategic weapon for rapidly deploying new applications while simultaneously attacking the massive cost and efficiency of the current infrastructure. Server virtualization is a major paradigm shift in IT architectures. In the 90s, distributed or client-server computing became pervasive in business. The rapid expansion of distributed computing solved many problems for businesses, but also produced practices like one application, one server that now inhibit scalability and stretch the bounds of manageability. In fact, distributed computing has led to serious server utilization issues, and businesses are spending millions on wasted server space. So that's a big reason why virtualization, which really points at server utilization issues, people are so interested in it today.
Mm-hmm. What enterprise computing problems does virtualization address?
Server virtualization addresses the challenges of increasing data center cost, complexity, and ease of management. Unlike existing tools, it does this while also providing a badly needed common layer of fundamental capabilities such as capacity optimization, business continuity, and dynamic load balancing to diverse environments. Virtualization is the polar opposite of the one server, one application paradigm. Virtualization allows a piece of hardware to run multiple operating system images at once. So workloads of several underutilized servers can be consolidated to fewer machines, creating savings on hardware, environmental costs, management, and administration of the server infrastructure. Multiple operating systems can be run simultaneously on one machine and can be run on shared memory processors. Operating systems can also be debugged without losing productivity or setting up more complicated debugging scenarios. You don't have to take your servers down. Also, system and software migration, backup and recovery are simplified by virtualization's simple centralized architecture.
So when is virtualization not appropriate?
Generally, you don't need server virtualization if you have a big application like a database that keeps your server utilization rates high and doesn't have peaks and valleys. If your server utilization is high, you don't have server proliferation that makes management difficult, and or you run only one vendor's applications on one operating system, virtualization may not be for you.
Jan Stafford, site editor for SearchServerVirtualization.com. Thanks, Jan.
Thank you.